Jim Cody's brand bedliner.
What's up?
Hey, is this Bart?
Yeah, this is Bart.
Hey, Bart, Steve at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Bank of Gaddafi.
Yeah, Gaddafi, that's right. Yeah. How's it going?
Oh, man, I've been running and running and running.
Yeah? Well, that's good. Is that good, or?
No, yeah, I started at 4 this morning.
All right.
And I took about an hour and a quarter nap at lunchtime, so I'm back on the gas now.
Right, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Okay, yeah, do you have a minute to talk about your file here?
Sure.
All right. So I know it was taking a while for you to hear back from me. The only reason was because, you know, I was trying to really get you, you know, one of the best programs and, you know, go down from there. So what we're looking at right now, do you know what your credit score is at?
Well, we were at 680.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, of course, that's Credit Karma is all I know. Right. And I'm doing a refinance of the property here, and they said right now, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago, somewhere in there, they said it was between 680 and 690.
Okay.
Then, for some reason, Credit Karma sent me a deal saying I had all these fucking inquiries, which I haven't done anything except for the bank doing their deal, and it dropped it down to, like, 590. 600.
590,
wow. I went, what the fuck?
That's really weird.
That's what they said. Well, then they said, well, that could be karma, too. Not, they don't show that, so.
Shit. Okay, well, you know, when we took a look at it, you were right at 647. So, you know, it's a little bit below the national average. So we had a tough time there just because of that. And with some other things, because right now you do have, you know, a current loan out, right?
Yep.
And so I know that we were trying to pay off that current loan and, you know, get you some extra. Now, the tough thing with that was that, you know, when they take a look at the bank statements and, you know, your gross annual sales and all stuff like that, you know, they have to kind of figure out how much you can, you know, handle without being over-leveraged.
Yeah.
So normally, when you're trying to pay off a $50,000 loan, you have to be able to net time that by two. So you have to be making at least $100,000.
Yep.
So with that being said, right now, there's
we're not paying off $50,000.
Yeah, I gotcha.
We're paying off. I can't remember what it is. What we were going to be borrowing was $50,000.
Right, right.
You're paying like 19 or 20 off, and then the rest coming in.
Okay, it's the notes here. Yeah. What was your balance? 34,000
or 19? No. Hang on here. I'm switching companies. I'm in. I got three. I got to switch back to Extreme Coatings here. Come on, computer. And I want to go to Extreme Coatings. And I need my login. Come on.
How's business been for you guys?
Up and down like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
One or two days we don't do shit, and the next days we can't get enough done.
Damn.
Just up and down. It'd be like, can everybody just get in line and coordinate with each other so we're not so busy one day and down. So 17,154.
Okay.
Is what payoff is.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm just reading the notes of what my underwriters have here.
Yeah, there's no way to pay off $50,000 and get $50,000 or something, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. They wanted like $30,000 and pay them off, so.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, try to get you in the best programs. Now, what my underwriters are saying here is that you had some inconsistent daily balances on your bank statements, I guess. I don't know what that means. I think that means, you know, just not very strong bank statements, you know, because you have to realize that when the working capital loan they're going to take it out of your bank statement. So,
yep.
So and what go ahead.
I don't keep a lot in there. We get some big funds in. I put it in savings and mm-hmm. Money market, and then as I need mm-hmm. it, I put it back into checking.
Yeah, which
we
is
get paid. I put it back. I put it in money market, and then when we pay bills, I put it back into checking.
Sure, which is a very smart way to do things.
I have made a lot of money in checking before and got hacked.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's smart to put it in savings. Yeah, absolutely. I understand that.
It was clear back in '99, but they got hold of through the software into our computer,
mm-hmm.
and they got my Dad Smith Barney stock market account, money market account. They got our company account. They got our American Express and our debit card.
Oh my God! You got everything, huh?
Not everything, but pretty much. And then, how I found out is American Express called, and then my Smith Barney rep called and asked Dad why he was selling all his stock. So we're like, what the hell? God. So next thing I know, called our computer person that built our servers for that big company and all our stations and everything. They came out and they go, you got a fucking somebody watching every keystroke right here on the server. So called the police, and because it was going that way, 2 days later, Secret Service walks in the door. And because it was over $10,000 in interstate, long story short, within about 6 months, they arrested 5 people in Oregon, 2 in California, and 3 in Texas.
Holy crap.
And we weren't the only company they did it to, here in Oregon. And they were based out of Oregon here, and uh-huh. they were working for a computer company that we had bought stuff from for building our server.
Oh, wow.
And that's how they got in the back door, is they built the server. So they put a door in the back, I guess, or however you want to call it, and they got into us.
Man.
Yeah, it's a company called NU Computers.
Huh. I guess they were in you, huh?
Yeah, they were in us, all right. Actually, it wasn't the owners. It was the employees. So their insurance took care of everything.
My gosh.
They went to jail. We had to go testify in grand jury. And it was a fucking nightmare. We got all our stuff back. We got all our money back. We got everything. But, it was for about a year, it was a pain in the ass.
Sounds like it, man. Hopefully they got some time.
Yeah. Really screwed up everything. So...
It does, man. That's the problem, too, is that those people don't understand how much shit that messes up for people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Anyway, I was like, just let me go kill the motherfuckers.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Let me go shoot them.
Yeah.
But I had no idea. So, I don't know if it's still that way, because that was back in '99 and 2000. But when I had Secret Service walked through the door, I said, well, what are you doing here? Why you? And they go, because it's interstate and it's through... the computer stuff, so anything over $10,000 and you're way over that, Secret Service takes care of it.
Oh, wow.
So you're not, these guys aren't dealing with the local gendarmes. They're docking with the feds.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so.
Huh.
Yeah, and it was kind of they were there, I don't know, they're probably almost a week in our office because they didn't want... They didn't want to shut everything off right away. They had everything they wanted to try, and they were trying to follow back where they were at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they had their computer people in the shop and sitting there, and then we'd type stuff, and they'd type stuff, and they'd follow where it went and who it went to, and that's how they tracked them.
Damn.
And that got them to watch them, and I don't know. I bet you when I went down to... to Portland courthouse downtown Portland for the grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
There must have been 30 people in the hallway there to testify against these from all different companies.
How many?
30.
30?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was a big ring. They're doing lots of money through there.
That's insane.
Yeah. Well, it was Oregon, California, and Texas all tied together. They were in 3 different states.
Wow.
Running, doing this shit. So, yeah.
You don't think I got convicted for? Or what are they serving?
I don't know. I know the 5 of them here in Oregon all pleaded and got a, I think it was 10 or 12 year sentence.
Huh.
And then I had no idea about the other states. And we just never knew anything about them, just the ones here in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, there one is second repeat, and I can't remember what it was, but he had a 20-year sentence because he was on parole, so for computer fraud and hacking. So he had to go in and continue what he had. Then, instead of running them together, he had to start his other one.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Judge was not easy on him.
No, not good.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
So anyway, what do we think we can do? Anything?
So here, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you right now. Just because of that loan, they think that you're gonna be. They don't want to risk you becoming over leveraged. So there's nothing that we can do right now for you. But what I can tell you is that if you pay down this loan, I know you wanted the money so you could do some advertising, things like that, which is awesome. And if you pay down that loan a little bit more, there's definitely, I can see something that we could do for you in the future here. Okay. I know it's not the answer you wanted to hear, but, you know, I'm always straightforward. So like I told you in the beginning, I'm straightforward to you. I'm not going to lie to you. That's what I'm seeing here is that they're kind of iffy on you being over leveraged just because of your daily balances and things like that.
Okay.
So even though you have a lot of in savings, which is fine, they still have to see that on the, you know, out of your checking bank statements that what you pull from. I mean, that's really the only thing. Now, like I said, if you get that paid down a little bit, check back with us. And I already have all your stuff on here on file, so we need to do anything. You would just, you know, bring in the bank statements that were missing for those months, and then, you know, we can redo it, and then see if, you know, we can do something for you then.
Okay.
But that's where we're at right now, so.
We'll just keep chugging forward.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And, and I'll follow up with you, you know. I would love to do business with you in the future. You know, I like talking to you, so.
All right, we'll get her going.
Sure.
All
right, Bart.
Have a good week.
Thanks, man, you too.
Right,
and yeah, feel free to call if any questions or anything, okay?
All righty.
Bye, man. Bye-bye.